Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
First things first, we got a pretty cool residency announcement coming up in just literally mere seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But the James Earl Jones thing, him passing yesterday, messed me up a little bit.
Me too. I was really bummed out about that.
It's funny, and we'll ask this later on the 177 second survey. And this is kind of crazy. Besides James Earl Jones, where we all just kind of went, aww. Who else in the not so distant past, celebrity wise, gotcha a little bit?
We lost quite a few celebrities.
True. I've had the advantage of being able to think about this for a second.
Sure. Okay, you tell me.
Matthew Perry got me a little. Matthew Perry bummed me out. Robin Williams messed me up.
Yeah.
Losing Robin Williams literally, and I want to use curse words to describe it, messed me up.
Yeah, I feel the same. I literally created a whole podcast based off of Robin Williams' whole life. He was so brilliant. And
because of comedy being pain.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was really sad. Oh, you know who I was sad to lose this year? Shannon Doherty from 90210.
No kidding.
I grew up with that show, and I feel like sometimes we get attached to the characters, not always like the human beings. And I was like, oh, that's so sad. I love that show. It's also like a reminder that that was 20 years ago. You're like, oh my God, we're all getting older.
Don't get me going on that kind of stuff where it's like, yeah, it was 5 or 6 years ago. Nope, 20. How? Wait a minute. Wasn't 20 literally, and we all joke about this when we see it online, but 20 years ago, 1980, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Every time.
All right. Black Eyed Peas are doing a residency, and doesn't that just feel right? Oh, by the way, just to button up the James Earl Jones, I didn't sweat this so much because he's 93. Life well lived, man.
Sure.
You know, good for you.
Legend.
So that wasn't so much. Black Eyed Peas are doing a residency. Hey, guess what, Adrian? It's not the Bach Theater anymore. It's PH Live. Adrian hated it when I would do that. Bach Theater. At PH Live at Planet Hollywood, Wednesday, February 19th is, I believe, when it all starts. Our friends at Live Nation have given us tickets to give to you. Tickets go on sale Saturday, September 14th at 10 a.m. We are going to give those tickets away in an hour. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, Amanda Urbanski of Coronado, has two wins under her belt. And we'll give away the very first pair of tickets for the Black Eyed Peas residency in about an hour, right about 7:10. Make sense?
Absolutely.
Any objections? Because we could do first pick, but I thought we'd stretch it out a little.
Yeah, let's have some fun.
Okay. I like all that. And what's your favorite Black Eyed Peas song, Michaela?
Let's get it started.
Continue. No, I'm just saying, no. Okay. All right, we'll do it this way instead.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Ooh, Adrian, who is that you just hit the button for?
We got Teresa Posada from the East Side.
What up, Teresa?
Hey.
City where the sun don't set. That's right. Teresa, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, we're good. Good. We're off to a good start today. Are you a type A, type B, type C, or type D friend? Type A, the overly responsible one. You plan and organize everything. You have a sense of urgency, and you make sure things like vacations don't fall apart. I've decided I'm full of it. I am type A. I'm no doubt type
CD.
A. You're what?
I'm a CD.
You're a CD. Type B, you give somebody the shirt off your back, but you need help too. You're forgetful. You leave stuff behind. Your phone is always dead. Is that, Michaela, you got to pick one.
Tells me, do you want to help the broke or be the broke?
Do you want to help the broker be the broke? That's good. I'm B. I'll take B because I'm not like irritable like D. I'm B, final answer.
Yeah, C, you're organized like type A, but you're more neurotic, more likely to bow out of things other people want to do. I won't do that. In fact, I will go along with the group because A, FOMO. B, I don't want to make waves. In fact, at the most, I would be the guy that would try to steer them. Like if I didn't want to do it, I would try to steer the entire group in another direction. I would.
Yeah. We're all leaving.
But I do love long naps.
I can see Chuck being the wolf.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And then just going, and then somehow convincing the entire group, you don't want to do that. You want to do this. Doesn't this sound so much better? Yeah, we would do that. And then D, you're annoyed a lot, prone to confrontation, have a twisted sense of humor, and you might be into weird stuff like crystals and astrology. So, yeah, Michaela, you've got pieces of all of that, but you're claiming B?
Yeah, I'm going to claim B. Solid answer.
Adrian, we haven't heard from you yet.
I don't know. Maybe a mix of C and D. B. I'm not sure. I feel undecided.
I like being the planner. I like being the planner unless there's somebody that I trust to make a good plan. Then I'm cool with them doing it. Then I'm happy to relinquish the duties.
Just go along with it.
How about we go along with this? Confirmed. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey are still together. Confirmed.
Confirmed.
There has not been a breakup. For a second, I was questioning myself, but now here in front of me, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey presents the greatest show on earth. Both of those registered trademarks at the Thomas and Mack Center, Saturday, October 5th at 7 p.m. You've got, Teresa Prosada, you've got 4 tickets.
Thank you so much. I love the Morning Zoo.
Wow. Hey. That's old school talk right there. Hang on one second. And I love how excited everybody is for the circus tickets for their kids.
Listen, even the adults, it's awesome.
Yeah, that it's kind of like, you know what it is? It's like Disneyland, because when you're a kid, you're like, whoa, like this is so amazing. But then when you're an adult, you're amazed by how they can pull it all off.
Sure.
So it's really cool. We'll have those tickets all week. Everybody stay close.
In the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, you probably heard somebody say when they're pregnant, they got a bun in the oven, right?
Absolutely.
You probably heard of that before. Have you ever heard anybody say they got a gun in the oven? Because that's just when they're stupid. When you say you got a bun in the oven, you're pregnant. When you got a gun in the oven, you're just an idiot. Fire officials in Virginia called to a home in the Richmond area when a homeowner reported that their oven had exploded. Firefighters showed up. They found that the oven had, in fact, exploded.
Oh, God.
There was a handgun inside the oven.
Oh, they were storing it in the oven?
Yeah, which, okay, look. The problem when you do that, though, is that if you don't tell other people, because what happened was somebody said, yeah, I'm going to keep the gun in the oven, because then if I need to, then I can go into the kitchen, and there it is, and, you know, no problem, right? Somebody else said, this is the way I'm playing it out in my brain. Mm-hmm. Somebody else said, I would like some delicious pizza rolls, and they're better doing it old school in the oven as opposed to the air fryer. And then they went to heat up the oven, and the gun was in there.
Listen, I haven't used my oven as storage when I was 19 years old. So as much as I want to judge, I've been there. Not with a gun, but storage.
Sure. And by the way, basic rules of firearms, whenever you pick one up, you find out if it's loaded or not. That's the first thing you do. And you check to see if it is or is not. Also, one of the first rules of ovens is you look to see if there's anything inside of it before you turn it on. 5 rounds it had gone off, you know, when it heated up the loaded gun.
Oh, my God. And
fortunately, nobody was hurt, despite the fact that one of the rounds shot through the front glass, just like in the movies.
Oh, my God.
There aren't any further details on why the gun. You don't need details on why the gun was in the oven. We all know why the gun was in the oven. And you can call them stupid like I did to begin with. But But
can't say I wouldn't do it myself.
Right. Here's the thing. Like if we live together and I was putting my gun in the oven, I'd go, hey, Michaela, just so you know, mostly. So if you ever needed it, I'd be like, so, you know, that one gun, it's in the oven. In a post on Facebook, fire officials shared this life hack. We were just talking about this. When you place any item in the oven, it's easy to forget it is there, which can lead to a fire or something worse when you turn it on. You should also make sure to properly store your firearms, keep them somewhere secure, like a gun safe. Okay, sure. Fine.
All right.
Fine.
When I come over, I'm going to say, hey, Chet, is that a gun in your oven? Are you just happy to see me? That's it. That's all. That's it. God, I know.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
No, it wasn't Hold even that good now. Of a joke.
That's my wife. No, say that to my wife.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's on every morning when I wake up. This is my station, and I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
And I never did figure out what people were putting in. There's a line in there about something in your mouth, and I was just
like, ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, look, it's Lindsay Pinnafell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project. Did you see the balloon yesterday, Linz?
I did not.
I didn't see the balloon either. Everybody was all excited about the balloon. Did you hear about this, Michaela?
No.
I know, because you were deeply immersed in your bat cave.
I was, and Lindsay Pinnafell FaceTimed me at 11:30 at night. And
what?
I was like, what? Hey, girl. But I was sweeping.
I think somehow I had Carson next to me kicking me. I think I somehow
captured
me.
Wait, what's the 3-year-old doing up at 11:30 at night? What kind of, what are you doing, Lindsay?
The three-year-old was up until 4 a.m.
Oh, no.
Yes. I finally was like, if you want to go swimming today, you need to turn that light paddle.
So we called him and he went to bed.
Yeah, that would have lasted till about 9:45 at my house growing up, and it would have been, if you want to live to see tomorrow, you will go into your, you will go to sleep, or at least fake it for, you know, for real. Like, you will lay there with your eyes closed, and that's enough.
I was sleeping, but he woke me up a few times, and I was like, "Why are you still awake?"
Oof! My
baby
goodness.
Boy.
So back to the balloon, Michaela. So everybody was freaked out because they thought it was another Chinese spy balloon that was flying over. And it turns out that there was an Arizona company that's contracted with NASA. Uh-huh. But they released the balloon a couple of days ago, and it just ended up over the valley. And usually they're so high up that you can't see them.
Yeah.
But they think maybe because of the smoke and some of the other stuff that, for whatever reason, the balloon wasn't able to get high enough. And so people were like, hey, what is that? And people were talking about shooting at it.
Not shooting at it.
Boy, I'll tell you what. You want to find out what America's all about? Fly a balloon over your city and just see
the stories that they come up with.
The ingenuity that comes out. Speaking of which, have we heard anything new? I know it was day one of the private investigators jumping in on Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
No update from them yet. I plan on actually talking to them today. I know they were going to have a big sit down yesterday, so it's probably going to be more of an update today.
Yeah, and I'm here to tell everybody, true story. It's not what you know; it's what you can prove, and that's it's achingly close. It just is, and so we'll see what these guys can do. Maybe they don't have to follow the same rules that the cops do. I don't know. I don't know how it all works. I don't know, you know, what they're going to do different. But I'm willing to find out. Did you get approval for Sunday so you can give out Justice for Reba shirts? Or are you still just going to do it guerrilla style?
We're doing the Sunday 11 to 1. So I'm actually going to be there Sunday 11 to 1.
Maryland Let's Parkway go. And Twain at the, is that an Albertsons there?
I want to say it's an Albertsons. Yes.
Yeah. So that's where you'll find Lindsay Pinnafell. We are not able to join So don't look for us. You know what I mean? Like, well, I didn't see Kayla, you see Tent, so I didn't think it was no. Just go there, look for her.
Blonde.
That's right. That's right. So look between the cars so you can see her.
Get on your tippy toes to see our girl.
Yeah. Hey, Lindsay, stand on a box of shirts or something so they can see you.
Hello, tiny queen.
All right. Anything else? We good?
No. Just, you know, if somebody wants to turn in the individuals who are responsible or individual, $50,000.
Haven't mentioned that in a while. Come on, you're right. There's $50,000 for information that leads to the arrest and prosecution of the perpetrator that has started all of this, the person who did that to poor sweet Reba. So, yeah, very interesting. We'll talk again tomorrow. Have an amazing day. Thanks so much for your time, as always.
Bye, Lynn.
Have a great day.
Follow Vegas Pet Rescue Project on social to find out. Well, follow us because we're sharing all of their stuff. And also, if you're like, well, I'm busy on Sunday. You know, I got an Aces game. Michaela's got something else going on. We can't be there. And if you're in the same boat, you can find their Instagram page, Vegas Pet Rescue Project, underscores between all the words. And you can get your shirts there and find out everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Our friend Amanda Urbanski of Coronado. Somebody just said this morning, our buddy Jay Stu said this morning, what's Coronado? What neighborhood is that? It's right down the hill from you, you snobby anthem, you know what?
You tell him, Chet.
It's right down the hill from you in that Coronado High School area. Some have lobbied to call it Sunridge Heights. We're not taking the bait on that. But Amanda Urbanski from Coronado has two wins. We have the very first pair of tickets for the Black Eyed Peas residency that got announced earlier this morning. Your chance to win those. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Let's go with Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Black Eyed Peas announced a residency earlier this morning. Wednesday, February 19th, 2025, courtesy of Live Nation. They're playing at Planet Hollywood, PH Live. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I'm telling you right now. What makes you believe that Nicole Scherzinger might be part of this deal?
So I don't want to say anything wrong, but I'm almost positive. Nicole Scherzinger was supposed to be what Fergie is in Black Eyed Peas originally. And then I think she ended up going Pussycat Dolls route.
Right.
But a couple years ago, they brought Nicole Scherzinger back, the Black Eyed Peas did, when Fergie kind of stepped away, probably to like raise her son, do her thing. And so we'll see who ends up showing up in that role. I know the guys from Black Eyed Peas live in Vegas. This is a very... they've come to our show quite a few times. And they kind of hang out in Vegas. So what they probably might do, if anything, if Fergie doesn't come, is just have celebrity singers to make it interesting.
If they've been coming to your show this whole time, they need to have you. That's what should happen. It should be the Black Eyed Peas starring Michaela Gordon. I have spoken. There we go.
Thank Chet, I love you. I don't even
to Chet's point, according to the internet, Fergie has left the group.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a spot. So
2018, she left that.
Well, then let's get it started. Just kidding.
See what she did there? See what happened? Let's get it started.
Well,
you got it?
If you don't hear from me, it's because I've run off with the Black Eyed Peas. So
I was going to try and make some joke about your humps, but I can't come up with it right now. Our champion for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown with two wins under her belt, Amanda Urbanski of Coronado. Battling with Jay Stu. Just talking about this. So it's the 37 houses between Silverado Ranch, Green Valley Ranch, Anthem, and Seven Hills. Got it. Who wound you up today? Like, who got you all worked up, bro? Calm down just a little. I don't understand. I don't understand the hate for Coronado. That's okay, Amanda. We'll make it through it. We've got your back on this one.
Sure do.
Oh, and then we're trying to figure out who's the challenger, Adrian?
We got Ariana Gerges, and we need some location class. You know, we need to figure out where she's from because she's Charleston and Decatur.
Oh, my old hood.
Okay, so what do you call that?
It's funny because your old hood, well, your current hood is my old hood. So we kind of like swapped.
We swapped houses.
Yeah, we did.
Awesome. Did we not have a similar deal where it was Jones and Decatur and we called it West Las Vegas, not West Side, because that's, you know, that's the historic West Side. Did we not call that area West Las Vegas?
Oh God, I can't remember.
Yeah, well, it's done then. I'm calling it West Las Vegas. Okay. So, right. First one to three. Okay, cool. First one to three is the winner. Make sure you buzz in with your name and wait until we call your name, because sometimes you think you got in first, but the other person got in before you. So, as the great college basketball coach John Wooden once said many, many years ago, be quick, but don't hurry. Huh? Well, you wrap your head around that. Your quizmaster is the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
After an incredible pop career, this pop star may have put out her first country album with the leading single, Amanda. Like Texas Hold'em.
Amanda would like to go first.
Beyonce?
Is it Beyonce, Michaela?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Amanda, I mean, what the heck?
She's wound up because she didn't get any Country Music Academy or whatever it is, CMA Awards.
Her fans are saying she was snubbed.
Yeah, but that's her. That's like her fans and her dad's trying to make it racial and all that. And I think the Country Music Academy or whoever they were is like, she's not a country artist. Whatever. But it's not for me to decide, and that's for other people to argue about. The champion is up one zip.
With a massive radio and television career, this now TV host was caught gushing about his new gig with Vanna White. Mm-hmm. What's Amanda. His name?
Amanda wants to Amanda. Go up two zip.
Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, it's Ryan Seacrest. Of course, he's the so it was the first episode last night of Wheel of Fortune with Ryan Seacrest hosting. He did fine. He did great. It was good.
Oh, did you see it? Was it good?
I saw a clip. I saw a clip. He's fine.
All right.
I'm sure. And by the way, it's Ryan Seacrest. He's going to be fine. Do not put me in the category of a Ryan Seacrest hater. I will never be that. That guy's worked his butt off for everything that he had. Now, that you know what is responsible for unleashing the Kardashians on us, and I'll never forgive him for that. But the rest of the stuff, I'm cool with. Champ is up to zip.
Okay, the Princess of Wales, otherwise known as Prince William's wife.
Amanda.
Amanda for the win.
Kate Middleton.
I'm sorry, Amanda, what now?
Kate Middleton.
Yeah, Kate Middleton, bang. It's just like that. What, you were trying to get a word in edgewise, Ariana. What did you say?
No, I just didn't even know where the question was going, but Amanda's just, you know, trivia master, so.
Literally, I was just going to say to you very matter-of-factly, there is just nothing you can do about that. It's just.
Yeah, it was like, dude, is this about her cancer? Is this about the video that was just released? But no, Amanda, you outdone yourself. Enjoy the Black Eyed Peas.
I gotta be honest.
Amanda, I can't lie to you. I'm kind of frustrated. Now I have to go teach all day and deal with kids. I thought I was going to go in as a winner. And Amanda, you just kind of crushed my dreams a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Ariana, where do you teach at?
I teach at Amplus Academy. It's a public charter school by IKEA.
Will you give Adrian your information? Yesterday we did $100 for the wedding registry. Today we're bringing you, well, not today, but soon in the very near future, we'll bring you a $100 Amazon gift card so you can get stuff for your classroom, okay?
Oh, that's so cool. Thank you.
Yeah, just because we got to give you something for that butt whooping you just took on the campus at Hometown Throwdown. Amanda,
keep me up tonight.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do about that. Amanda, we'll add Black Eyed Peas residency tickets onto your stack of prizes, and we'll see you tomorrow as you go for win number 4 on Michaela's Hometown Showdown.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Hey, Adrian, who's on the phone?
We have Tiffany Sepulveda from Horizon Ridge.
Right on, then. Hey, Tiff.
What up, Tiff?
Hi. Hi.
This may be a tough one, but so either you'll have an answer right away or you won't, probably. But James Earl Jones passing away, like you could tell everybody, like the news is like, here, let's do 15 minutes on this, and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
It bummed me out, but he's 93, so life well lived. You know, way to go, bro. You made it all the way to the finish line. What celebrity death really messed you up?
Oh my gosh.
It is tough. We'll help on this. Michaela and I agree that Robin Williams, Robin Williams hurt me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I would say absolutely. I was very shocked by that.
The guy who played Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies, Carl Weathers, when he passed, there's not a lot of people on the list of people that like I want to meet, and I really wanted to meet him, and I don't know why, I just really did. And when he passed away, I was like, damn it, now I'm never gonna get to meet Carl Weathers.
Yeah,
which is weird. It's weird, I know. But
I feel like a big one for me, and I remember where I was at the time, was when Whitney Houston passed. I like remember right where I was. I remember the reactions from everybody, and it was like devastating.
Yes, I agree on that one too. Wow.
Michael Goen too was rough. That was because it was just out of the blue, and we all knew.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that is.
No, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
You don't know who Michael Jackson is?
Michael.
You said Michael Jackson, going.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we didn't know Michael. I got you. Going, I got you. Michael passing. Michael
yeah,
leaving.
Me.
Michael dying.
Me too.
Yeah, sorry. How funny is that too? That Michael, like you think Michael, like you don't have to say his last name, but yeah, well, Jackson, Jordan, you know, whoever else,
Tyson.
Sure.
Tyson.
Yeah.
Although you call him Michael, you better be his mama.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That's that's a flex. Hey, what would you say? This is kind of a weird story. What would you say is the most romantic destination? Where's the most romantic place you can go?
For me, probably Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
I just Paris. It has so much history, and it has a vibe to it that is, you know, just old fashioned and down to earth, and it just seems like a romantic place to go.
Yeah.
Paris had been number one. Maui has now taken over.
Oh wow.
Which, good for them, because they're gonna need you to go and spend money. You know sure. what I mean? Over these next few years. And
yeah.
Dude, I love Maui. I absolutely love Maui. So Paris is now second. Rome is third, Italy. So there you go. Cancun and Costa Rica are 4 and 5 on that list. Which I suppose
Cancun?
Yeah.
Just feel like it's such a party place. Love that it's made it to the romance of it all.
Well, maybe you need to, you know, switch
take a trip.
switch your vibe when you go,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, you know what?
So maybe it's a me thing.
Yeah, Cancun sounds like a party place to me, too.
You know what also sounds like a party place? Friday at Blue Live at Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, when you go to see Andrew Schultz, thanks to our friends at Live Nation. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo. Oh my
gosh,
thank you.
KLUCFM at HD1 Las Vegas, broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh my god.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Getting ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
98.5 KLUC.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hey, Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, presenting Girls Gotta Eat Live, September 21st. That's next Saturday, not this one. Tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. And you know what day it is, Michaela. What day it is. Terrible's Tuesday.
Oh, we love it.
Download the Terrible Social House app. You can redeem a free 1 liter Zen water. That's what you, that Danielle, that's what you need. You need Zen water in your life right now.
Yes, I really do.
Get a free 1 liter at any Terrible's location in Las Vegas today. Offer good until midnight. So head in now. So we started right when we got your email yesterday. We started talking about this. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Yes, 30-30.
Sorry. How did you describe your surprise party? Underwhelming, I believe, was the word you used.
Oy.
So my friend threw me a surprise party for, my Dirty 30 on Friday. And it was definitely underwhelming. That's the word that came to mind. That is the word that I am sticking with.
What happened?
I thought I was just stopping by at my friend's on my way to meet up with this guy that I've been talking to for some drinks, right? Surprise! I had to choose, so I canceled the meetup. He says he understood, but, we'll see.
So you walk in, you were on your way somewhere else. You walk in, and they're like, hey, surprise! And there's a group of people, surprise party.
Yes! Yeah, at my friend's house. That I had no idea. I had already made plans, and yeah, they threw me a surprise party, which was cool. But no one asked if I had anything else going on.
Nobody did any groundwork going into it.
Yeah, so that was the first red flag for me. They got this Italian takeout for food, and I don't even eat pasta or meat. So, and these are my friends. Like, why would you order something for the birthday girl when she doesn't even eat it?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Okay. So, I gotta be honest. Number two.
I wasn't as on your side as I could have been when I first read this. Now talking to you, I'm shifting quickly to Team Danielle. And by the way, I hear you got the kid in the background. So yeah, we'll get through this so you can get back to that.
I appreciate that. Sorry.
and you thought it was all last minute, right?
Yeah. So, apparently they grew this thing together last minute. I found out that, a lot of my other friends got told about it late and couldn't even make it. But my friend threw this thing anyway and just invited a bunch of her friends, which is probably why they got the Italian, because it was majority rules. But it's like, well, at the end of the day, this is for somebody else. Stop being selfish.
Wait, do want to go back on that part, though. You said because she invited everyone so late, most of your friends couldn't even come.
Yeah, so they ended up being her friends, not even mine. And it's like, I don't know, like, why even throw it in the first place? So
sure.
Anyway, there was no music, there was no DJ, and not even a Bluetooth speaker. So I was like, look, bare minimum, please, just give me a playlist. But no, nothing. They had Jello shots, like we're in college, and I'm like, really? Come on. We're not in college anymore. We're entering into my 30s. Like, this is supposed to be grown and sexy, and here we are doing Jello shots. And there was just nothing special about it. And the biggest fun thing was that they had cornhole. What are we, dudes? But that was literally the most fun
right.
thing.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If everything else made sense, if there was music, if your friends were there, if it felt like there was actual time being invested in this party, would you have cared about things like the Jello shots? Would it have been such a big deal?
Well, hold up here. So this all goes, I want to come back around to that, Michaela, but then, so when you, however, there is precedent leading into this,
yes.
You threw a 30th party for your friend recently, and it was amazing.
It was amazing. No, I rented out the back room at a club, and it was absolutely great. I mean, this one felt like an average Friday hangout, you know, more so than a 30th birthday party. So it's like, if you're going to throw me something and you know what I've done for you in the past, it at least needs to be on the same level or greater. I'm sorry. Like, we're not just hanging out. I actually threw you a legit birthday party at a club, at a venue, and this is just... You know, it was completely lackluster.
So you're considering, you're reevaluating your friendship at this point. Is that accurate?
I am. Yeah, because it kind of just shows what she thinks about us. Like, if you didn't put any thought into this, it was last minute. You couldn't even get my friends involved. And when you found out that they couldn't come, you didn't think to pivot in any way. You just threw together some stuff, probably picked up this Italian cake from the grocery store and was just like, I'm just going to just say that I'm going to throw her this surprise party just to show her that I remembered. Like, yeah. No, don't do that. I hope that our friendship is worth more than that.
Yeah.
I've done a complete 180 since 24 and a half hours ago. I've done a complete 180. What were you asking about the Jello shots, Mika?
I guess the point I'm trying to make is that would you have cared if it were Jello shots and Italian food if it seemed like she really did put in a valiant effort to make this special for you? Like, would it have changed if she really, you felt like she really did her best?
That's a good question. I don't think I would have cared as much. You're right. I think I would have given her a pass if my friends were involved, they more than likely would have wanted to plan with her.
Right.
And would have considered me a lot more. So maybe there would have been Italian food, but there would have also been something that they know that I can actually eat or want to eat. Right.
Yeah, that's still a tough one.
You know, whatever. Like, I think that I would have appreciated it more. I wouldn't have had, you know, I would have been able to be myself rather than feeling like I'm meeting people for the first time or people that I don't really know and I'm having to get to know. Right. Like, I don't know.
Friendship group adjacent, the whole deal. I don't know if I don't know if the Italian food deal is just you don't like it or if it's a gluten free or whatever. But you would think that you guys are tight enough that she would know this.
And exactly.
So I appreciate that you're being charitable there, but I think even that would be like, hey, we threw this big party. You're right. You could give it a pass. I don't think you're coming to us if the rest of it's great, but they had Italian food. You know what I mean? Because you can let that go and I'll eat later. But I'll say, first of all, thank you. And thanks for taking a moment when you've got the kid and in the morning and all that kind of stuff. So we appreciate you. Have a great day. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon. I'll tell you this. I've changed. I've turned all the way around on this one. We'd love to hear from you. 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, I've totally flipped on this deal. Danielle, Danielle had her Dirty 30 on Friday. Her friend threw her a surprise party. Yay! That's amazing. Well, maybe not. Mm-hmm. They just kind of threw it together. None of Danielle's friends showed up. Her friends, you know how you've got two separate... Sometimes you got two separate friend groups, right? And so none of Danielle's friends could actually show up. So the friends' friends came for what turned out to kind of be, if I'm getting this correctly, turned out to just kind of be more of a gathering at her friend's house under the guise of being a 30th birthday surprise party. Yesterday, Michaela, would you not say that you and I were both, I believe we used the terms entitled?
Oh, we dragged this poor girl. No, I feel awful.
Well, I mean, we ventured
with
into that territory.
We had. Yeah.
Yeah. Adrian, who's this on the phone?
So our winner is Christine Lapretta.
Hi, Christine. What do you, after hearing Danielle's story, she's thinking about never talking to this friend again, and she realizes that maybe their friendship isn't what she thought it was. Her friend gave her a somewhat underwhelming 30th birthday party after, never forget this too, Danielle rented out a back room at a club and threw a bash for her friend's 30th. Where do you land on this?
Yes.
You land on yes?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, so I think that definitely a lot of effort could have been made, but without communication, getting to what really was going on, I don't think there will be an actual resolution. I would say talk to her. Oh, hello?
Yeah, I think you're hearing Adrian answering phone calls in the other room, and I'm not sure. I think it's confusing you ever so slightly. Continue with your thought. And she left. All right. Adrian, who's next?
So we got Ty, who's on Danielle's side.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, Christina, we can't give you the pink tickets if you hang up. There's no way, there's not much we can do about that. Hey, Ty.
Yeah, I'm on Danielle's side. I think that if your friend is important and is prevalent enough in your life to be throwing you a party, they should know these things about you and put in a little bit more effort and include your friends. It seems like it was very thrown together last minute, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Put Ty on hold. Sure. Get her the pink tickets, lower bowl for Friday night right now before it gets too late, before we lose her. Michaela, I will say this, that as you go through life, people that were your friends in your 20s, now my two best friends in life, I met when I was, well, one of them in junior high, the other one when I was 19, 20, maybe.
Sure.
Friends throughout life. But many other people have come and gone. You know, they come into your circle and they go, and every once in a while, you just realize that you're just not the same people anymore. You're not the same. You don't have the same priorities. You don't do the same things. This might be that. That was the thought that came to mind. This might be what that is for Danielle and this friend of hers.
Sure. Yeah, I also think for me, I keep a very tiny, tiny circle. I maybe have like three best friends and that's it. And I mm-hmm. do it that way because I do want to give 100% into those friendships, the sisterhoods. And it is really difficult for me, at least, to juggle a bunch of friendships and make sure you're like always there. So when I have to throw a party, it's done with so much time and so much effort because I keep my circle small enough that I have that kind of time. And I think as you get older, you realize like it's just difficult to navigate a lot of friendships and time anyway. And maybe that's what it was. Maybe the girl ran out of time. She forgot. We could have thrown her some grace, but then it seemed like she didn't really know anything about the friends. So that was weird. Like Italian food, it just felt thrown together.
Yeah. It's all the easiest route.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we could sure. Yeah, and Jello shots and cornhole and you know, nothing against takeout Italian food, but that's the easy out.
Yeah, and if she doesn't like it, she doesn't like that.
Yeah, and if you're that close that she's throwing you a back room at a venue, as Danielle used the word, a venue. So apparently she thinks you guys are pretty tight. It's weird to me. You know, I don't know. The whole thing is just weird to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. How it all turned out. Yeah, Danielle, maybe sometimes you got to go with your gut. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to go with your gut. Relationship rehab, only on the Chet Buchanan Show. Hey, Michaela, what do you say we gather everybody around the radio and have a little story time today? There was a great DJ back in the 70s, forever ago. His name was Larry Lujack. He was a big deal in Chicago back in the day. Used to do a bit called Animal Stories, and I'd like to just, you know, in honor, for no apparent reason, but just today, ladies and gentlemen, Animal Stories on the Chet Buchanan Show. Let me tell you about Kroshik the cat.
Oh, God.
Michaela.
This fat
Krojic,
cat.
Krojic is a big, fat, 38-pound cat. Oh, my goodness. They've rescued the cat, who had started hanging out at a hospital in Russia. And the people in the hospital, because they didn't know any better and they didn't care, they fed him cookies and soup. So why would you leave? If you're the cat, why would you leave?
No way. Yeah, you're staying.
His name is Krojic, which if you speak Russian, you've already gone, yeah, I know, that means crumbs. Yeah. So that was his name, Crumbs, the cat, because of his ability to devour food.
That well, yeah, he's getting cookies and soup. I can devour cookies and soup.
He knows how to eat. He knows how to eat. Krojic got so fat that he was unable to walk.
Oh my God.
So the cat has now gone from a people hospital to a kitty hospital. And he's on a diet.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And that cat got treated better than most human people.
Yeah, and if you look him up, if you go see the pictures online, Krojic the cat, Russian, fat Russian cat will probably come. You know, come. My guess is it was more than just cookies and soup. If you know what I'm saying, I think he's doing a little better than that. But he'll be fine now. And don't feed your cat cookies and soup.
Yeah.
There you go. Animal stories from the Chet Buchanan Show. You're welcome, America. Sometimes we'll even take a little time to plan this bit out, but not today. It's a purely, an unrehearsed, unedited, unplanned Phil.
Phil.
In.
In. Stupid.
I love this bit just because it generally devolves into what just happened. One second. This happened in the Netherlands. If you remember back in the 90s there with Austin Powers, they're talking about the freaky deaky Dutch. This is nuts, man. This is bad. This is a bad story, but it's so bad that we see the humor in it. A 33-year-old man has been sentenced to 4 months in jail for stalking after he showed up at his ex's house. He didn't just walk in the front door, though. See, she was already on to his little schemes, and she wasn't letting him in. He would show up, and she was like, you got nothing here to be bothered with, so, you know, go away.
Get out.
So he shipped himself. And remember when they remember the other old commercial when you ship your pants? When they first started, I think it was Kmart that was doing delivery that you could order stuff. It was like early days of ordering things online.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll look that one up today, kids, when you're bored at work. The old ship your pants commercial is fantastic. So he shipped himself inside a box to her address. It's unclear if she somehow was able to get I'm guessing 150-pound package inside or not. But he emerged from the box. Ha ha! I'm guessing. I don't know if he said that or not.
Surprise!
Surprise! Yeah, was he naked? I don't know. But he had a gun and he threatened her with it and took off with the keys to the place, to her house. Obviously, she called the authorities and that didn't go over so well with her or them.
Yeah.
The man told the judge, having himself delivered in a box was, quote, the only way that he could get in to get his stuff back. However, you know, the gun probably didn't need to be part of the equation.
Yeah, a little aggressive, my guy. You were like so clever until you started whipping out your gun.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
And what did you take besides the keys? Nothing. So, yeah, I don't know. The woman put a camera in her home after the box incident. Then they caught him showing up to her place three times because he had the keys, right? The man claimed that he had permission to be there, but the judge didn't buy it. So in addition to the 4 months that they put him in the clink, the judge granted the woman a 3-year restraining order. And that's, yeah. So if you're thinking, hey, that's a good idea, just know it doesn't turn out well.
Yeah, it great. Doesn't. You're going for good. 4 months.
Yeah, so just go ship yourself.
I didn't fill in one blank.
No, it turned into something else entirely, didn't it? I was so mesmerized with the story. Do you want to fill in blanks? We could start it all over again with the guy shipping himself. No, you're good?
I'm good. Okay.
Well, that was the easiest fill in the blank ever, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome. Hey, Michaela.
Hey, Chetty.
It's the more you know before we go. Do you know who Michelle Kwan is?
Yes.
The most decorated figure skater in U.S. history.
Yes, of course.
And stunning. By the way, stunning. Yes, she was at the Aces do the nine awards to it's a big award show to honor and celebrate female athletes. And mm-hmm. Michelle Kwan was at that show when we did it earlier this year at Allegiant Stadium. And she walked by, and that was my thought was, wow, I had no idea just how stunning in person she is.
Well, I love that.
And on top of all of that, the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history and all of that, she's also now the U.S. ambassador to Belize. What a great gig that is.
Oh, wow.
They say that Belize has the best sand of any beaches on the planet. It's bleached white by the sun, and it's super fine. It's like baby powder. It's amazing.
I would love to go there one day.
And literally as the ambassador to Belize, what do you got to, hey, you guys good? Yeah, us too. All right, sweet. I'll be here the rest of the week if you need me. You know,
what a gig, dude. Yeah.
It's not bad. Back in the 1700s, people thought that the platypus was a hoax. Kind of the way we think of Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster or whatever. People just thought that it seemed too ridiculous that there was a venomous animal with a duck bill, an otter's feet, and a beaver's tail. And they go, this thing couldn't possibly exist. It couldn't possibly exist, even though it does.
Yeah. Oh, God, but they're really cute.
There's probably still people right now that go, that's not real. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah, mm-hmm. Nah, it's just on the internet. It's not a thing. And just because this is weird, Thomas Jefferson's wife died before he became president. So the first lady was actually their daughter.
Hmm? Oh, but you know what? I don't hate that, actually. It is kind of weird. But yeah, then it should just go to the daughter. That makes sense.
Or maybe you just don't have one.
I don't know. I like that they sort of kept it in the family and let the daughter reign supreme.
Well, it's not like you do anything.
Yeah, you just hang out.
I don't know. Maybe she went
to Belize and just hung out on those bleachers.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, sands. Ambassador to Belize. Now you're talking. I'm interested in. Hey, we do have to go and we should. And I think we will. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, 10,200 people on Instagram. Can't be wrong.
Did you go to 10.2? Did you grow?
It's been a grind, Michaela.
Oh my
but
God,
yeah.
Chet, I am so proud of you.
I think it's because we say it. Now, I'm also on TikTok, but I still haven't posted yet. I keep forgetting.
It's okay. You own your name.
Yeah, that's true. That's mm-hmm. true. That's it. You know, it's a first step, I suppose. and follow us collectively at 985KLUC. Adrian?
Hey, you can follow me at Heavyweight Radio. Heavyweight Radio, no weird spelling, Instagram and TikTok, as well as the Unlikely Podcast, which you should check out on YouTube or that free Odyssey app, along with the Chet Buchanan Show.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I'll see you tonight at Fontainebleau.
Oh, back to the grind at Fontainebleau.
Fontainebleau.
Back to the grind, where Andrew Schultz will be performing on Friday with the Life Tour at Blue Live at Fontainebleau. And we'll have more tickets tomorrow morning on the Chet Buchanan Show, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation, or Live Nation, if you're speaking English. Yeah, that's it. We're out of here. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, Michaela.
Hey, Chetty.
It's the more you know before we go. Do you know who Michelle Kwan is?
Yes.
The most decorated figure skater in U.S. history.
Yes, of course.
and stunning. By the way, stunning. Yes, she was at the Aces do the 9 awards to it's a big award show to honor and celebrate female athletes. And mm-hmm. Michelle Kwan was at that show when we did it earlier this year at Allegiant Stadium. And she walked by, and that was my thought was, wow, I had no idea just how stunning in person she is.
Well, I love that.
And on top of all of that, the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history and all of that, she's also now the U.S. ambassador to Belize. What a great gig that is.
Oh, wow.
They say that Belize has the best sand of any beaches on the planet. It's bleached white by the sun, and it's super fine. It's like baby powder. It's amazing.
Oh, I would love to go there one day.
And literally as the ambassador to Belize, what do you got to, hey, you guys good? Yeah, us too. All right, sweet. I'll be here the rest of the week if you need me. You know,
what a gig, dude. Yeah.
It's not bad. Back in the 1700s, people thought that the platypus was a hoax. Kind of the way we think of Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster or whatever. People just thought that it seemed too ridiculous that there was a venomous animal with a duck bill, an otter's feet, and a beaver's tail. And they go, this thing couldn't possibly exist. It couldn't possibly exist. Even though it does.
Yeah. Oh, God, but they're really cute.
There's probably still people right now that go, that's not real. Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah, mm-hmm. Nah, it's just on the internet. It's not a thing. And just because this is weird, Thomas Jefferson's wife died before he became president. So the first lady was actually their daughter.
Hmm? Oh, but you know what? I don't hate that, actually. It is kind of weird. But yeah, then it should just go to the daughter. That makes sense.
Or maybe you just don't have one.
I don't know. I like that they sort of kept it in the family and let the daughter reign supreme.
Well, it's not like you do anything.
Yeah, you just hang out. Do you?
I don't know.
Went to Belize and just hung out on those bleachers.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, sands. Ambassador to Belize. Now you're talking. I'm interested in. Hey, we do have to go and we should. And I think we will. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, 10,200 people on Instagram. Can't be wrong.
Did you go to 10.2? Did you grow?
It's been a grind, Michaela.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Chet, I am so proud of you.
I think it's because we say it. Now, I'm also on TikTok, but I still haven't posted yet. I keep forgetting.
It's okay. You own your name.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's it. You know, it's a first step, I suppose. and follow us collectively at 985KLUC. Adrian?
Hey, you can follow me at Heavyweight Radio. Heavyweight Radio, no weird spelling, Instagram and TikTok, as well as the Unlikely Podcast, which you should check out on YouTube or that free Odyssey app, along with the Chet Buchanan Show.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH, and I'll see you tonight at Fontainebleau.
Oh, back to the grind at Fontainebleau.
Fontainebleau.
Back to the grind, where Andrew Schultz will be performing on Friday with the Life Tour at Blue Live at Fontainebleau. And we'll have more tickets tomorrow morning on the Chet Buchanan Show, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation or Live Nation, if you're speaking English. yeah, that's it. We're out of here. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com